Welcome back to another episode of the Drop Back Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zend. And if you missed last episode, we did our QB rankings 16 through 32. So if you haven't already, go give that a listen. But how are you doing today, Zend?
I'm doing pretty all right. You know, I mean, I could be better. We didn't get to record early this week, so we do apologize for that. Obviously, just scheduling issues, I guess, this week, I guess we could say, because your brother was graduating, right? And just
yes,
a bunch of stuff going on. I had early,
yeah, early work.
Yeah, it wasn't a good week.
Nah, we were just a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, we were going to record yesterday and then post today, but then we'd have just had episodes like back to back days, and that would have just been awkward scheduling wise. So we figured we'd just get it back on track, like regular, just do it on Sunday.
Yeah, and then we tried to record Friday afternoon,
and Bradley's computer crashed. So we didn't get very far, luckily. So we don't really know each other's list. I actually forgot, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I do too, yeah. I totally forgot yours. I know we have a disagreement with Purdy, so.
I mean, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah. Do you want to start, or do you want me to start?
Whose list is this? Whoever's list this is? I think that's mine. Oh, no, this is yours, yeah. Yeah, you can start then, since your list is already up.
I'm starting off with Kyler at 15. I like Kyler a lot. I just think the injuries kind of keeping him lower on my list. I think I actually almost put Williams here and Kyler here, but that just felt wrong. So, yeah. Like, it just felt so wrong to do. I just think Kyler's a great quarterback. I think he's one of the guys that could, this season, bump himself up to, like, right at 10. Because I think he's that talented. He just keeps getting hurt. Like, his health is just an issue for me.
Yeah. His health is a big issue. And whenever he is on the field, he is a very talented quarterback.
One of my favorites. Like a toddler running with a stolen phone, dude.
Yeah. But here I have Tua. Not a big fan of Tua. His stats are inflated by the great weapons he has. Fantastic run game. Good wide receivers. That combo will get a quarterback very, very far. Tua's not very talented in my eyes, but I have to put him up in the top 15. I was thinking of bringing him down lower to 16-20 range, but I was like, the numbers are hard or are very inflated. Yeah, it's hard to argue. Yeah, it's like I can't put two at like 21-25 because then
if we could do what we wanted, he'd be like way back here.
Yeah. But he'd be behind Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah, he'd be behind Bo Nix and Aiden O'Connell. He'd be sitting right here.
That'd be insane though.
No, someone did that. That should be invalid completely.
That's a Patriots fan making that list.
Yeah, I wouldn't even do that. So for me, Tua was actually next. And it's kind of for the same reasons. I think him and my next guy, so we'll get into that debate pretty early. Him and my next guy are very similar in their systems and get carried by it a little bit and the weapons around them. I do think the other one actually is just a little better at it, but Tua gets a little more hate than the other guy, but they both just do the same thing.
Yeah, I'm assuming I know who this guy you're talking about is. Well, on my list, we flip-flopped. I have Kyler here. When healthy, I would much rather have Kyler than Tua. And, I mean, I bet you do too.
Oh, yeah, no, it's just the win factor.
Yeah.
When is that going to happen?
Yeah, like when will we see a full – last time we saw a full season of healthy Kyler Murray was 21 or 22, I believe.
I think it was 21.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I would love to – yeah, because Kyler's been injured so much, but he's so, so talented when
– I'm excited for this year. Like, I'm big on Kyler this year. I really do think – he could put himself as like QB10 at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Just because like the weapons he's got around him now are actually good. Well, D-Hop was good. Okay, hold on. D-Hop was good. D-Hop just is at the end of his career, and he was getting hurt that year. And then Marquise Brown, same thing.
Yeah, Kyler Murray, 2019 played 16 games, 2020 played 16, 2021 14. So he didn't even play the whole year.
Yeah, but he had, I still remember that was like an electric year.
Yeah, it was still a very good year from him. 22, 11 games this year, 8. So
hopefully he can, full season this year.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a full season, and the Cardinals are really building their roster out right now. So
I think I pointed this out, and we were doing that first take. Caleb Williams looks like a guy who played Kyler Murray in a movie, and Kyler Murray looks like Caleb Williams in a movie.
They are very similar looking.
The afros and like the mustache look like it's just very similar.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny. So my next guy, just to start that debate now, is Brock Purdy.
Yes.
Now that might be an L take for some viewers, but I just don't think Purdy is all that. I think systematically he's getting so much more carried than the guys I have ahead. Look at the weapons, right? He's got two top 20 wide receivers, the best running back in the league, a good-ish O-line, a great defense, a great tight end. Like, he's just got such a good team around him that if he wasn't succeeding, he'd be already off the team.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I agree with all those statements, but I think Brock Purdy just has that it factor. Like he is a very talented quarterback with even without those weapons.
We really got to see that though.
Yeah, but we haven't really got to see it. But like I think I'm kind of hoping the Niners do lose Brandon Ayuk this year just to see more like what Brock Purdy can bring and what I know he can bring.
Which, that's why I have him over Tua, because I think he has the factors that Tua doesn't.
Yeah.
But they are a lot closer than I feel like people talk about.
Yeah, I disagree. I think Purdy is better than Tua.
Guys with the best offenses around them in the NFL, the top two top 20 wide receivers for Tua, two top 20 wide receivers for Purdy, a running back who was a beast this past year. Mostert kind of was a beast this past year.
Yeah, and A-Chain was too.
Yeah, and A-Chain. Which, I mean, I will say Tua doesn't have a tight end. That's great. So there's that. And their lines are pretty much the same. Dolphins' defense is a little worse, though. That doesn't affect him that much, but still.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
I do like him more. I just think it's...
It's hard. It's
a conversation that needs to be had. Like if you're bashing on Tua and you love Purdy, you can't really do that without being like, oh well, I guess Purdy kind of does some of the same stuff that Tua does.
Yeah, they're in very similar roles, and we haven't truly saw them without having so many weapons around them.
I kind of want to see it like somehow see it happen without somebody getting hurt.
Yeah, like Brandon Ayuk and traded or Waddle.
Yeah. I will say they did draft a wide receiver round one, which I didn't think was worth a first round pick. I had him as a second, but they still drafted a guy round one, so it's not like they don't have talent behind Ayuk and Deebo. No.
Yeah, and everyone thought they were going to trade Brandon Ayuk because of that.
Yeah, which I was people.
Yeah, you even texted me. And people were talking about Deebo Samuel getting traded.
I was also people. I will fully admit to both of those. Yeah. I thought one was a Patriot, because we were rumored to trade for him, but they were so adamant about getting a first-round pick, which they won't get. So they just didn't get anything.
Yeah. Well, here... For me, I have Brock Purdy.
You do have Brock here?
Yeah. It was between him or Jared Goff and...
It's close.
And Jared Goff, I've been thinking about this recently. Jared Goff has way less weapons around him, and he is really performing, but he does have a great system behind him in Ben Johnson. So, yeah. All these 11 to 15 guys, or I wouldn't say that. Yeah, I would say 11 to 15, they're just really in a good situation, and I do think they are very talented, but like there are still some like question marks on their ability.
Oh yeah, completely. I completely agree. Like that's exactly how I see it. I will say,
except 11, Kyler, of course.
Except, well, for me, 11. I almost put him in my top 10. I can make the argument all day long for him to be in top 10. But it's like it's super close. So like I think definitely 15 through 12, like any of them are just in great systems and like sure they have talent, but like they're not going to their full potential. Yeah. At least as of right now, and they just have a great system. They just don't have the factors of the guys that I have ahead of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my pick, right?
Yes, it is. For number 11.
So we're at 12.
Or 12, yes.
I have Jared Goff here. I like Goff. I love Goff even. I'm glad he got paid. He got a little overpaid. I think Goff is a great quarterback. I like what he does. I think he's gotten better as time's gone on. I actually felt kind of guilty in that Super Bowl against them. A little guilty. Very little. Because they shouldn't have been there in the first place. But just for the fact that they couldn't score. And then he got traded to the Lions, and I felt even worse about it. Because, like, he went to the Lions, and I thought he'd never do anything again. And then he actually, like, showed out. And he's won me over. I think Goff is a great quarterback. I think these three, again, are very close. And just Kyler's a little bit lower just because of the injury stuff. But just they're very close for me.
Yeah, what's funny is Jared Goff was really brought over to be more of a bridge quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, he was never brought there to be the quarterback that he is now.
And they ended up getting, like, two firsts and Goff for Stafford.
Yeah. It was smart to trade.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Like, it won him a Super Bowl. It's worth it. Anytime you win a Super Bowl, the trade's worth it.
Yeah. But I have Jared Goff here as well.
Completely fair.
Yeah. You hit on everything. The thing about him getting paid, I do think he deserves it, and a little overpaid, but I think they should have waited another year just to another year to see what Jared Goff has. And you didn't have to pay him this offseason because you've already paid a lot of people, so you could have waited another year. But it's understandable paying him.
Yeah. I mean, so for me, right? Dak's not on our list yet. Well, Tua, Dak, Lawrence, and like two other guys also got to get paid. So you really want to beat that out and pay them now and spread the money out now so that you don't have to worry about it later on down the road and be like, this guy's team right here, Derek Carr, the Saints. No, you don't want a Saints situation. So you pay them now and you spread out the money now. And so it's more spread out through more years so you have less worry and cap hit. I think that's what I thought, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, that is fair. Like, so then you don't have to forcefully pay Jared Goff, like the third highest ever.
Yeah, I mean, right now he's second highest paid, but I guarantee you by the end of this, like by next offseason, he won't be top five. I'm fully expecting him not to be top five after the offseason.
Yeah, because the Cowboys are going to pay crazy amounts for Dak.
That's going to hurt my brain. I'm mentally preparing.
Yeah. We're going to see a contract like $500,000 or $500 million. for Dak Prescott.
10 years, $500 million, the Mahomes deal, something like that.
Yeah, guaranteed, $270 million guaranteed or something like that.
Yeah,
Jerry Jones would do something like that.
Oh yeah, 100%. I'm trying to figure out who am I picking. Where is he? I cannot find him.
Who are you looking for?
There he is, Stafford. I got Stafford at 11. I love Stafford. I just think his age is catching up, and the injuries are catching up. That's what keeps him out of the top 10 for me.
That is fair. That is fair. But how I look at Stafford, Stafford is an incredible, talented quarterback. Yeah. And I'll actually talk about him whenever I put him up on my list, because I have him a bit higher.
I was going to save talking about him until you put him on.
No, oh, okay. Okay, yeah, that's fair. I have Trevor Lawrence. Wait, let me make sure.
11. So.
Yes, I do have Trevor Lawrence here. We got to see more from Trevor Lawrence. Like, that's just all I got to say.
You're completely like, I agree. We got to see more from T-Law. I just think what he's had around him hasn't been good enough. Like it just hasn't been par as to what it should be. And, like, he hasn't been playing up to par, sure. He's made some mistakes. But I just don't think he's ever had a number one to actually truly help him. Like, Ridley was supposed to be that, but I just think he was, like, a really good Z wide receiver. They don't really have a good X.
Yeah.
And I think they got that in the draft. So, I think T-Law, I'm basing it off, like, how I think it'll finish this year. Or maybe just right now, how I think it's going to go. And I think T-Law finishes top 10. I actually, when I first wrote down my list, had T-Law at, like, 7. And then was just like, that's way too high. So, I'm very high on him this year. I think he's in for a great year, actually. I'm just excited for it.
Yeah, I agree with that. He has more receivers now. More Brian depth. Thomas. Yeah.
Brian Thomas, Christian Kirk, and Gabe Davis. Like, if you don't succeed respectfully after this year, trade him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm calling for a trade.
And you could get a lot from Trevor Lawrence, too. Like,
I think probably a first or two, still in that range.
Heck, yeah, and Kyler teams are...
Kyler in a first.
Oh, yeah.
T-Law.
And teams are very willing to pay for Trevor Lawrence, for quarterbacks.
Definitely. Easily. Especially with how the 2025 class looks, how garbage it looks. I'm on that side of the spectrum with it. I think a team would be willing after this year.
Yeah.
I have T-Law. Obviously, I have T-Law at 10, since we're already talking about him. I think he's a great quarterback. Him and Stafford, I went over it way too long. And I just ended up going with what I did first. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stick with it. I think T-Law finishes a little better than Stafford. I'm expecting Stafford to miss a few games because he has the past couple seasons. But... yeah, I feel like T-Law is just a good quarterback. So. Mm.
Yeah, that's fair. Here I have Jalen Hurts.
Oh, I remember this. I remember this part. It's like right where we cut off last time.
Yeah. I think the Eagles are a bit... they're on fraud alert for me. They are truly on fraud alert. And that's including Jalen Hurts. Because I got to see a lot more from Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts' biggest problem is he holds on to the ball way too long. Because he's been so used to that offensive line. And he just now holds on to it. And it causes a lot of sacks. Like, he is 17th in sack percentage.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. With that good of an offensive line, and now you're losing Jason Kelce.
It's not going to be good.
I couldn't put him any low. I mean, I could.
I couldn't put him any lower.
I couldn't put him any lower, actually. But, like, I'm just... I'm just very concerned for the whole Eagles, and Jalen Hurts is, he's still a very talented quarterback, but it's just holding onto the ball way too long in the pocket. This offense, it fell off from 2 years ago, and I think it was the offensive coordinator that really helped this offense. Yes, to Shane Steichen.
He was on fire.
He was incredible. And he almost led the Colts with Gardner Minshew leading that offense to a playoff.
Yeah. I will go off this for a second with Shane Steichen. They did go from Shane Steichen to Brian Johnson, I think it is. So, like, that is the biggest downgrade I think we've seen. Nah. I do want to see it this year. Like, I think this could be a fair spot for Hurts after this year. I've Hurts a little higher, of course. I'm a little higher on Hurts. I still think you're 100% spot on. I just like him this year a little more than the guys I have behind him.
Eagles, offensive coordinator this year is Kellen Moore.
Oh,
they fired Brian Johnson.
Yeah, they did fire Brian Johnson. So Kellen Moore is kind of mid. So I'm curious to see where that goes because they have all the talent. So, okay. I got a wild take. You're going to have to bear with me. I got Dak. Maybe a wild take. I don't know.
I don't hate that.
I just think Dak is going to start going down. I've never been a Dak fan, especially after the big interception year. I've just thought, I'm like, he's not that great. He was great this past year. I just think he's going to start falling off a little bit. I just don't think they have the talent on the roster in any position to help him out. And it's not really his fault. And he's going to get paid. And like half the time when QB's going to get paid, they do bad. And the other half, they do great. I think he's probably going to be on the does bad half. Not bad enough to like suck, but like bad enough to be like towards the bottom of a top 10 list right now.
Yeah. Dak Prescott here isn't anything crazy in my eyes because Dak cannot perform in the playoffs at all. No. He just plays so much worse in the playoffs than he does in regular season. In regular season form, Dak Prescott is a great quarterback.
Okay, he's phenomenal. I will say Patriots, Dallas 2 years ago, he had a great game. Like, I think about that game occasionally because we almost won, but he had a phenomenal game. He is a great regular season quarterback. It's just playoffs, which also why his ranking is down.
Yeah, and that's fair. And I would be surprised if they got rid of Dak Prescott, but also I kind of wouldn't because of the playoff performances.
It like he just would be worth it. Heck, let Dak walk.
Yeah.
And pay Lawrence. Like, send over a couple first for Lawrence.
Or I would be willing to just trade Dak away this season.
It wouldn't hurt.
Because his value is simply just gonna go down. Unless this season's just even better.
Yeah, which anything is possible.
Yeah, but I don't think it will. But here I have Matthew Stafford.
Good spot. Love the spot.
Yeah. I think Matthew Stafford is a great quarterback. He is a Hall of Fame quarterback. And Matthew Stafford, Matthew Stafford has led the greatest wide receiver season of all time. Led.
Three times.
Three times. Puka Nacua, Calvin Johnson, and Cooper Kupp. And that's just, in all three of those guys' quarterbacks were Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford knows how to lead greatness. Even whenever he was on the Lions, he was still a great quarterback. They just did not put the pieces around him. And I think when Matthew Stafford is healthy, he is still a top 10 quarterback in my eyes. I would rather have these Stafford than any of the guys below him. Well, besides the rookies and the younger guys.
Yes. Yeah. Which the guys that are unproven right now.
Yeah. But I like Matthew Stafford. Great guy and a great football player.
I honestly love the spot. I don't disagree with it at all. Like, 9 is, like, perfect. I just couldn't do it because I feel like the injuries are going to catch up because they're already starting to this past year.
Yeah, he got a baseball injury.
Yeah, he had a baseball-type injury, which I think Purdy had that too. So we got to look out for that with Purdy.
Okay. No. Not my glorious king, Purdy.
Okay, you're going to need to forgive me for what my next one is. I'm going to ask forgiveness.
Oh, brother.
I got Herbert.
No! No!
Look at what's around
no.
him.
No!
Look at what's around him. It's this. It's simply because he does not have help. I just don't see it this year. I still think Herbert plays like a top 10 quarterback. I just don't think he has the stats to back up him being any higher. I think, honestly, I almost put Herbert
in. His talent is
yes.
so beyond great.
Oh, it's amazing, but talent doesn't always make you the top 5 guy at times.
Okay, he's had Brandon Staley 9 games with Keenan Allen and 13 games with Mike Williams for the past 3 years of his career.
Fair. But he's going into the season with Ladd McConkey,
Clayton Johnston,
and Joshua Palmer and Brendan Rice. That just sounds gross. Like
it's a very young core.
It's young, but it's unproven, and just right now I can't rely on unproven to put him any higher.
So you're ranking Herbert at 7 because, or 8 because of the weapons.
Because the weapons, I think his talent is top 5, but the play won't be there this year because of what's around him. There won't be the statistics or anything to back it up.
If Herbert stays healthy, he's thrown for like 4,300 yards this year. Guaranteed. I think Herbert's the type of quarterback to elevate players around him. I think he will elevate Ladd McConkey's skill, Brendan Rice, Josh Palmer, Quentin Johnson.
I will say, not Brendan Rice. Ladd McConkey is going to be phenomenal for him this year. I do believe that.
I think
as good a season.
Yeah, I have Herbert so much higher. But I'm just a Herbert guy. It's not his fault.
Don't get me wrong at all. I love Herbert. I just think we're going to see some issues.
And you have Joe Burrow above him. That's just a shame.
No, it's just a fact. Joe Burrow is so much better.
I disagree. I'm a
Bengals fan at heart, though. So
I disagree so much because Joe Burrow has a great like core behind him. So and Joe Burrow simply he adds to his sacks too. Joe Burrow adds to his sacks. He holds on to the ball. The year he went to the Super Bowl, it wasn't because he did play good, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't like he just went on this crazy run. The defense won them games. They barely won games.
Well, I mean, because their defense also won them games, getting them downfield for the kicks.
He did, yes. But he had Ja'Marr Chase, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins,
okay.
Joe Mixon,
Mike Williams, Keenan Allen.
Okay, no way, no way. Mike Williams
was a top 15 guy 2 years ago.
Mike Williams, yes, 2 years ago. But he only had Mike Williams. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, their defense was also really bad.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'll agree with that one. You can have that one completely.
Joe Burrow has a better team around him. They have a better coach than Brandon Staley. I wouldn't say much better, but a better coach.
Both need to be fired in my mind.
Yeah, Bengals.
But Zach Taylor.
I'm not the biggest fan of Zach Taylor.
Okay, Joe Burrow sacks last year, 24. Herbert, in less games, 29. So, actually, wait, maybe more games. I think I need to count.
Hold up.
Okay, three less games Joe Burrow had, and he had four less sacks. So it's pretty close. Burrow, 2022, had, oh my gosh, had 41 sacks. Herbert had 38. 2021, Herbert had 31, and then Herbert, and then Burrow had 51. So, but you look statistically, and you look at the guys Burrow had in 2021 and is on his line, none of them are in the league anymore.
Yeah. I mean, we just have to see this year. This year is a big year for them.
Both of them. I think both of them. I still think they're both top 10 quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Both big year needed.
Hopefully Joe Burrow can stay healthy.
I think,
you know, injury prone. This is
the best O-line he's had. So
I like Joe Burrow, but the hype he gets is like he's getting like top 3 hype.
You're going to hate me.
You said what?
I said you're going to hate my list.
Oh my god, no. All right, guys, thank you for listening to another.
Oh,
okay, well, here, I'll move on to mine. We'll get there whenever we get there.
Yeah.
Here at 8, correct?
Yeah.
I have CJ Stroud.
Oh, you're also going to hate me. I have him way too high.
No, I'm basing it off this year. CJ Stroud, great. Him and Jordan Love had very similar years, but I liked what I saw more from Love than I did Stroud. Stroud, very talented quarterback, very young, had a lot of weapons around him, and he's getting more next year. So I think CJ could sneak into the top 5, as well with Jordan Love. I think both of these guys are on a very similar path. Yeah, but CJ Stroud is very talented. It's crazy that he's in the top 10 already.
Oh yeah, I mean it might be a hot take by both of us. It might be
a
little overreaction.
But I mean, from what I've seen from CJ Stroud is better than I've seen from Trevor Lawrence, Tua, Jared Goff, Purdy.
It's actually Hurts, maybe not, but the rest of them, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's just like in 1 year I've seen a better season than all of those guys below him.
Yeah.
So CJ is very talented. I think he will put up very good numbers this year. Yeah.
Okay, I'm higher on Stroud. So I'm basing it off next year. That was our little miscommunication. If y'all missed it last week, go check out that episode. We explain everything from 16 all the way to 32. Just go check that out.
Nice little shout out there.
Yeah, nice little shout out right there. So here's actually where I ended up putting Hurts. Honestly, okay, I can't even do it.
Above.
I was about to say it. I said I can't even keep. Where is Hurts? There he is. Okay. I can't even do it. I gotta put Herbert over him. I just think Herbert's so much more talented. Okay, now that I'm looking at it, that feels a little bit better. Like I can get behind that. So I'm actually putting Herbert at 7, and Hurts at 6. Herbert at 7, Hurts at 8. Hurts, I like Hurts. Same reasons you did. Had him lower. I just think he doesn't have the arm that a lot of these other guys have. Like, I've noticed. He's also getting carried kind of by weapons. He's a great rushing quarterback. He's a great rushing threat. I think one of the best. He's not Lamar, but he's definitely great at rushing.
He's one of the few quarterbacks in the league that can use his legs and arms to beat you.
Yes, and like I can appreciate that, and that's why he's definitely like top 10. And over Lawrence and Dak, at least for me, I think he's a better quarterback than both. This is very close for me right now, just because I think Hurts will end up probably having a better year, but Herbert just is so much more talented, in my opinion, because Herbert can use his legs, but he's got such a better arm. And that's truly what the quarterback's supposed to do, is throw it with their arm.
Yeah. Yeah. I was about to, be like, wow, that's crazy, putting Hurts above Herbert, but that's more reasonable there.
Yeah, I feel like this is a fair spot for both.
Yeah. But here I have Jordan Love. I already said that last time. I think Love had a better year on film than CJ Stroud did. He struggled at the beginning, but after like the Steelers game, he just really just turned around. Like, he stopped trying to force so many deep balls. And he does something that like most quarterbacks try not to do, which is throw off the back leg. And he does that so good.
He does. Like, I was impressed. I was rewatching some of his tape. It was
good. I don't understand how he does it. Like, he just throws off his back foot and throws a dot downfield.
He had a top five year almost this past year.
Yeah. Yeah. And Packers fans can never complain about losing ever again.
You never complain about not having a quarterback.
Yeah. Like, you've had Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, and Jordan Love.
It's just not fair.
This is not okay. This is not okay.
I mean, I had Tom for 20 years, but I didn't have 35 years of supremacy with a quarterback.
Yeah. I'm excited for Jordan Love whenever he gets traded to the Jets.
You mean in like 15 years when he's washed? Yeah. Yeah.
Tears his Achilles on the first down.
Wow. You mean Rodgers game one this year? Like yeah. Last year? That's Leonard Floyd has a really funny thing he can do week one. Not funny, but really funny.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how Aaron Rodgers bounces back.
Yeah, I'm super curious right now. Like you, I had Love. Well, I've Love right one ahead of where you had him. I guess I'm just lower on Dak than you are. I just think Love just had such a phenomenal season. Statistically, was there. Film, it was there for sure. Like, everything I saw on his game was just great. And I'm like, Packers, how do y'all do it every year? Like, how do y'all do this? Every time you need a quarterback, you get the guy. This past year was his first real starting year. 4,100 passing yards, 32 touchdowns, 11 interceptions the regular season. Phenomenal, in my opinion.
And people who, like, and he just had better statistical numbers than CJ Stroud.
And he destroyed Dak. So, like, I couldn't put Dak over him at this point. Like, he flat out just beat him out.
Yeah, like Jordan Love, EPA per play, 5th for Love. Yeah. CJ Stroud, 12th. Success rate, Jordan Love, 13th. CJ Stroud, 14th.
Fair.
Passing yards, Jordan Love, 7th. CJ Stroud, 8th. They had very similar years, but Jordan Love statistically had a bit better year, and I just liked what I saw more from Love than I did Stroud.
I'm a little higher on Stroud just for this next season, just because of what he has. I just still think Love is missing like a true number one wide receiver. He's got a great group. All of them are like high-end number twos.
They're very young, too.
Yeah, the very young group. It's a great group. I think that's what the Patriots are going after, is just a great group of high-end number twos right now.
But, and I would rather have that problem than having a okay receiver core and
Steelers
missing a number one. Like, the Packers have all really good number two guys, but they're all very young. So you just need one season for one to break out.
Yeah. I think Dobbs or Reed end up breaking out.
Dobbs. Christian Watson
Christian Watson's like the big play guy. Dobbs and Reed are more like your more reliable play guys. And then you got Wicks, who's phenomenal on film. He doesn't have the stats to back it up, but he was phenomenal on film. I watched him a little bit.
Yeah.
Just because
Watson needs to stay healthy too.
Yeah. We're gonna probably do wide receivers next. So I started watching the wide receiver course.
But after Jordan Love, I have Dak Prescott. It's just I've seen more consistent. I have seen Dak more consistently over the years play really well than Jordan Love and CJ Stroud. And Dak Prescott coming off this year, it's hard to say that Dak Prescott is not a top eight or seven quarterback.
Yeah, I'm at nine.
Oops. Yeah, and that is okay. It just depends on how you feel about...
I'm going off this next year.
Yeah, and next year too. And I still think next year, I think Dak Prescott could still put up really good numbers. But yeah.
I still think he'll put up, like, good numbers. Yeah, for sure. Like, good numbers, but not anywhere near top six area. Top 10, definitely. But top six, I just couldn't put him there. Like, he just... He doesn't have anything besides CeeDee Lamb right now for me. So... I just don't see it. Plus, they lost their... I think... What did they lose? They lost their left tackle, their left guard, and their center. It's a rough year, and I'm just not there for it.
That's fair.
So, five. Okay. Hot take. I think Stroud finishes top five. I'm putting him at five. I just think Stroud is, like, that guy... Especially after this past year, it's just such recency bias. I'm calling myself out. I just think Stroud, phenomenal quarterback. I think he's going to be great. Especially adding Diggs. You got Diggs, Nico Collins, Dell as your top three. That's just insanity. Like, there is no way you do bad. And he looked great without, like, a true, true number one. So adding Diggs to that is just going to make it so much better.
Yeah, I agree. Diggs will be exciting to watch in this offense next year.
Until he pulls an AB.
I'm just waiting for that one.
I'm ready for that one day. After he threw beer on Patriots fans, I'm praying on his downfall, though.
Here at five, I have Joey B., Joe Shiesty.
I knew it too.
It's literally nothing against the Bengals. Obviously, I hate the Bengals. Like, I strongly dislike the Bengals. And I like Joe Burrow. But I just think these guys I put ahead of him are just very better talented than him. And me and Zane are kind of basing our rankings off different things.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing, but...
It adds different perspective, which I think... Yeah. I hope, at least, y'all appreciate different perspective on how we see... For, like, just the rankings. Because you're going based off kind of like this last year, right? I'm going off of...
Yeah, I'm just going off, like, base overall skill.
Completely fair.
Joe Burrow, he gets injured too much for my likings to be one of the top quarterbacks in the league. And I think he is one of these top five quarterbacks, but I need more consistency of healthiness from him. Yeah. I need to see Joe Burrow stay healthy and I think he is very talented. He is very talented, but these guys above him are much more talented, and he has very good weapons. So it's kind of like the Brock Purdy and Tua conversation, if you really want to.
Who beats Mahomes? This guy right here. I don't see anybody else doing that.
So wins are quarterback stats?
No, but beating Mahomes is a quarterback stat.
Eh.
Okay. Name the quarterbacks who beat Mahomes besides Joe Burrow in the postseason.
In the postseason, Brady.
Okay.
Burrow.
That's it.
Hold. Ben Roethlisberger should have.
Oh. Well, I'll accept that answer, actually.
TJ Watt had a big fumble at the beginning of the game, and then everything went downhill.
So, currently the only QBs to beat Mahomes in the playoffs is Joe Burrow and Tom Brady. So,
okay. But quarterback stats...
That's not a quarterback stat, but it's important to win when it matters, and Joe Burrow does that. Clutchness. It's a factor of a quarterback.
He does have clutchness. He does. I will give you that.
Oh, I'm a top.
I'm looking. Here you go. I'm going to look back at Joe Burrow's AFC Championship game.
He had a solid game. It wasn't an amazing game, but he did what he was supposed to. I'm still here thinking about like him in that club just doing the hit the gat thing. I think about that every once in a while.
Okay, Joe Burrow, 23 for 38, 250, two touchdowns, one interceptions, QBR, 60.
I don't even remember what the interception play was, to be honest.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
Because I know sometimes, you know, it's one of those, oh, it bounced off the receiver's hands, so it's the quarterback's fault. No, that's the dumbest. I will argue that all day long. That is not a QB stat. That is a wide receiver drop stat.
Yeah. I mean, the thing, Joe, yes, he did. The Bengals beat the Chiefs in the playoffs. And yes, Joe Burrow did lead them to get in field goal range. I do think Joe Burrow does have clutchness, but he is not a top three quarterback.
He has clutchness, and Allen doesn't, that's for sure. Lamar hasn't proven it yet, but he's, like, phenomenally talented.
So you're saying clutchness is a bigger factor than being just overall talented quarterback? Yeah, okay, Brady was extremely talented.
He wasn't not coming into the league. He was
obviously. They're on good clutchness. Coming into the league, he wasn't. But
he never had the never had the best accuracy. He never had the mobility. That's for sure. Definitely never had mobility.
But Brady had
he just was so clutch and just had
Brady that. Did have really good accuracy though.
Okay, yeah, actually I gotta dial back. He had accuracy, which also deals with clutchness. They deal with each other. But he never had the biggest arm or the strongest arm.
Okay.
Most mobility.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, before we get. Before. That's terrible. I just want to see where you put.
Joe you're going to hate it. You're going to hate this. I got Josh Allen at 4.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not a Josh Allen. This is going off next year. Pointing this out.
Our list is differently, so that is fair.
I am no Diggs. Your best wide receiver is I love Keon Coleman, actually, so I can't even say that. I love Keon Coleman. But your best wide receiver is Keon Coleman. Compared to Diggs, that's like the biggest downgrade you'll see.
Diggs is 30. Oh, so
yeah.
Diggs is older.
Well, yeah, but you're also going to Keon Coleman, an unproven rookie. Is Keon amazing? At least in my opinion, sure. He's got a great personality. He made me laugh, so I like him. But
basically, for Keon Coleman to have the year Stephon Diggs had last year is just basically get like 900 yards.
Yeah, I mean, do I think he has a good year? Sure. Do I think he's as effective, and do I think Josh Allen will be as effective? No, because the weapon downgrade this year was just that much for me. That I just don't think he'll have the seasons that he's had.
Okay, do you think Josh Allen is more talented or Joe Burrow?
Talent-wise, I'll give the edge to Allen.
Okay, thank goodness. Okay. Like,
if we're going based off talent, this whole list is different.
Okay.
This whole list is nothing like this for me. Like, none of this is the same. If we were going based off talent alone, no. but clutchness is a factor I have to add. Allen hasn't had it yet. Okay, he had it. His defense doesn't. I will say that much because he shouldn't beat Mahomes, but he did.
Yeah, that 22 season. Gosh,
that hurt my soul. And I was a Gabe Davis guy like to the start of that year, and then he just did nothing.
Yeah, 13 seconds left. The play calling was horrendous.
Yeah, no, terrible.
After Joe Burr, I have Justin Herbert.
Okay, that's fair. I was curious. I was worried you were going to put him at like 2.
No, no, no. I love Justin Herbert. I'm a big Justin Herbert fan. He is extremely talented. He has everything you need for a Super Bowl winning quarterback. But I just, I think he's missing a number. He's missing a true weapon. So yeah. In the year that he did have Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, threw for 4,000 yards. So
1,134.
Yeah, broke the rookie record. So. Yeah. He's talented. You know he is. So I think Justin Herbert is better in my eyes than Joe Burrow. Talent. The clutchness.
I don't think clutchness he has over him, but talent.
Oh, yeah. No clutchness, but overall talent. I think Justin Herbert has better pocket awareness than Joe Burrow.
I think
he knows how to.
Yeah.
He makes better decisions than Joe Burrow.
Yeah, definitely sometimes. I think this is going to be weird. I think Joe Burrow and Stroud are, like, in that same pool of, like, clutch quarterback play. Like, from what at least I saw from Stroud, at least year one, he was a pretty clutch quarterback.
Yeah.
So I think Stroud will end up being, like, a Burrow type deal.
Yeah, that's fair.
So... I'm still debating my next one. I want to do it. I also don't. It's very close. I can't deny the two-time MVP being not at 2 right now. I'm putting Joe Burrow at 3. I wanted to put him at 2, but him winning 2 MVPs at this point, I can't put Joe Burrow over him. I love Joe Burrow, though. Like, I've already talked about Burrow enough, I feel like. I'm actually going to see him week 1. I'm excited. I officially have the tickets.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Those were expensive. Oh, that's cool. $130 on service fees is crazy.
Yeah, that's insane.
The tickets were $180 a piece.
Wow.
Y'all can do the math.
Tickets are very expensive.
$175 a piece, but yeah, they're very expensive.
Yeah, at 3, I have Josh Allen.
Okay.
Josh Allen is extremely, extremely talented. The plays he makes are like Patrick Mahomes-esque plays. Like, the two guys that make just ridiculous, stupid throws are Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. No one else in this league can do what they do with their arm.
Yeah.
They are amazing with it. They if they want to place the ball somewhere, they will. Just both extremely talented. And Josh Allen is he there was a crazy stat, like throwing from 1 yard before out of bounds, he was like 2 for 3 or something like crazy, and the rest of the league was 0 for 15.
Yeah. I think I remember that, yeah.
They showed it during the Steelers game.
I'm trying to remember.
It's insane how talented Josh Allen is. I am nervous for this year, but I think Josh Allen is one of those guys that can make their guys look better than they are. But their defense is also really bad this year too, so this could be a tough year for the Bills fans.
I want to say I hope he proves me wrong, but I don't because he is on the Bills,
and I don't. Yeah, I hope that he has, just because how dramatic Stephon Diggs is, I hope they will go out and win a Super Bowl this year.
I actually would prefer it without Diggs on the team, because actually, you know what? I don't want them to, because after Tom Brady's quote of like, how are you calling yourself the Mafia if you don't have a ring? Like, after that, I'm like, I just don't want them ever winning a Super Bowl just because that line exists.
Yeah.
It's cheesy, but amazing.
I mean, it was a good line, though.
It was a good line. Good joke. So I think we're both unanimous here with Lamar. Yeah. So I'll just go ahead and put him up because I'm sure we're both just going to talk about him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then our number one.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and do both.
Yeah, our number two and number one are the same guy. Drake May?
Yeah, they're the same.
Oh, no. Someone come get this man. Arrest him.
Yeah, let's start with Lamar, though.
Yeah.
I think
Lamar, you go ahead.
Yeah. So, like I said earlier, two-time MVP, I couldn't put anybody else at two right now. If he hadn't won MVP, I probably would have put Allen. Probably would have won it, so Allen probably would be sitting here. But I just think Lamar is just phenomenal. He's an MVP caliber player. Obviously, he's great with his legs. He's getting a lot better as a passer, at least in my opinion. He carries his team on his back, and you don't see that out of anybody besides these two, at least in my opinion right now. They are carrying their team. Mahomes and Lamar are the only two guys, I think, in the league that do it at the moment. Curious to see with Allen, Herbert, and I think that's the only two that lost a lot of their stuff. So I'm curious to see Herbert and Allen now. Maybe they cement themselves that top three guys that just fully carry their roster. I like Lamar a lot. So.
Yeah, Lamar has gotten better with passing, and he's the definition of a true MVP. There's only a few guys that are like the true definition of an MVP in this league, and Lamar is one of them. Like, without Lamar, the Ravens are nothing. Oh, defense is phenomenal, but like, without Lamar, like, your whole identity just is nothing.
No, they would not win more than 8 games, maybe 9.
Yeah, which I wouldn't mind. Trade Lamar. But
I would rather Joe Burrow do better in that division. It's easier.
I would rather have Justin Fields do better. Hot take.
Hey, that's fair. He is your guy.
Yeah. Lamar is just incredible. He's gotten better with throwing. Still running the ball. He doesn't have the clutchness yet. But hasn't won anything quite yet, but I think he'll eventually win something.
Yeah. I think, honestly, besides Mahomes, next to win a Super Bowl, I think could be Lamar. It could just really be any of these guys right here. Did you start on Mahomes yet?
No, but I will.
Yeah.
Mahomes is a phenomenal quarterback. I don't know what else more to say. This is like talking about Caleb Williams for the number one overall draft pick in our mock drafts. Because it's like everyone has Mahomes at one. Like, what is there not to say about Mahomes? Like, Mahomes is already cemented himself as a top 10 quarterback of all time. Is that a hot take or?
Nah.
Okay.
He's definitely top.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah, top. Yeah.
Top four. And I can easily say top four. Top four.
In my life, right there. In my lifetime, top three.
Yeah, definitely. Because we didn't get to see Young. Is it Steve Young?
Steve Young.
I'm not
John Elway.
I don't want one of those takes that I had where I said the wrong name for a left-handed quarterback. So
he was questioning himself there.
Yeah, I'm like, am I thinking of the right guy? Or am I thinking of Montana? It's Montana.
Yeah, Joe Montana.
Yeah, Joe Montana. I have Joe Montana sitting right there too.
Yeah. But yeah, Mahomes, phenomenal. He even after losing Tyreek Hill, he goes out and proves, hey, I'm going to win two Super Bowls in a row for giggles, you know? Yeah. Just wanted to...
Worth it? Tyreek, was the money worth it?
Hmm? Yeah.
No? Didn't think so.
Yeah. Now imagine Tyreek on this team. Oh. Like...
Please no.
That'd be crazy.
But they already got that with Xavier Worthy. No. No. Whoever's thinking that right now, stop. Like, I know there's somebody out there. Please stop. Like, never think that again.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be mean. It's just, no. Please no.
Xavier Worthy might cook because of Mahomes.
Yes. I think Marquise Brown does better this year, though.
Yeah.
I'm excited, actually, to see them lose. I hope they lose because they don't have a wide receiver one because Rice is being an idiot.
Yeah.
I think he's
crazy. Oh, yeah, they did lose. They might be losing Rasheem Rice, or most likely will.
They probably will. I'm ready for it. Just their downfall. Yeah. I pray on it. I thought you were about to turn into Chris Collinsworth for a minute with Mahomes. Like, I got to be real. I was fully ready for it. I think Mahomes is a great quarterback, but I don't have much to say other than he's a great quarterback because I don't like praising Mahomes. I don't think that I hate Mahomes. I just don't like what he has around him, and so I've just my image of him in my head is just negative because of what's around him.
Yeah.
Which I feel like that's fair, right? Like, Brittany has just ruined it.
Yeah, his wife, brother.
Taylor Swift.
Nah, it's just a lot of it. But, yeah, this is our top 32 quarterbacks.
Yes.
Mine's based on... My top 15 is based on talent. Yeah. And his is based on next year's.
Yeah, mine's based on how I think they'll probably about finish. Honestly, like, this top six, just looking at it, feels so... accurate for me right now. Like, I just feel really good about it. Sorry, Herbert. Sorry, buddy.
Shaking my head right now.
I know. But yeah. So, next episode, are we going to do... We'll do the wide receiver course, at least half.
Yes. Yes, the wide receiver course.
Yeah. We'll rank up... Hopefully, I can find a list like this one. For all 32 wide receiver courses.
We could just do teams.
Yeah, we could just do the logos. The
team league logos, yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll do the wide receiver course that way. Smart. But yeah, I feel like that's where we wrap it up with this one. So apologies again for only one episode this past week. We'll do better about it. Hopefully we can coordinate better with our schedules this upcoming week. So I just wanted to say thank y'all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you're listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or a comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in the next one, and peace out.
Peace.